In Japan, a popular reformer is in line to become the country's new prime minister. Junichiro Koizumi today was elected leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. A Thursday vote in parliament will install him as prime minister, replacing Yoshiro Mori. BBC reporter Charles Scanlon is in Tokyo. Last week, former Prime Minister Ryotaro Hashimoto was considered a shoo-in to take over the party leadership. What happened?
Well, yes, Mr. Hashimoto had the support of the biggest faction in the governing party. He also had the support of some other very prominent conservative figures. So if things had gone to the plan, he would indeed now be the party leader. But unfortunately for him, his message did not take off among the general public, or specifically amongst party members in the provinces who were voting in these primaries. I think people in Japan regard Mr. Hashimoto as yesterday's man. He was a prime minister in the mid-1980s, and his policies at that time were blamed for pushing the country back into recession. And because there was an overwhelming majority of support for Mr. Koizumi from the provincial chapters, the members of parliament, when they sat down to vote here today in Tokyo, decided to endorse their decision to go with the reformer.
What do you know about Koizumi?
Well, he's a very well-known figure here in Japan, even though he clearly isn't so well-known outside of the country. He's been in the higher echelons of the Liberal Democratic Party for many years. He's been elected to Parliament 10 times and has served as a cabinet minister on a number of occasions. But he has cultivated the image of an outsider, something of a maverick, someone who's prepared to push for what have in the past been rather unpopular proposals for reform, at least within his own party. I think some of the conservatives would see him as a maverick and unpredictable man, and that's the reason for the difficulties in the party.
Well, he's taking over with the economy suffering now for a decade. Is there a sense he can turn things around?
Well, he's promising what few politicians in Japan have dared to promise. He's saying that he will push through structural reforms, even if that means higher unemployment and more bankruptcies. So it is a courageous proposal, and one that is at odds with the conservatives in the party who were standing against him in this election. They tended to be offering more public spending, efforts to keep the economy ticking over. What's a doubt is the extent to which Mr. Koizumi will be able to carry out the policies that he's proposed. He will have to, in the end, compromise with other factions in the party, and they may be able to temper some of his more radical proposals.
What about the way Japanese leaders are chosen?
Well, it's traditionally been a backroom deal. The factional bosses, you should bear in mind that the Liberal Democratic Party is really a coalition of warring factions who form alliances and then break away from each other. They've traditionally sat together in smoke-filled rooms and hammered out a compromise as to who they want the next leader to be. That's all been overturned this time because of the immense popularity that Mr. Koizumi managed to stir up in the countryside. So this is a sign of the times, a sign of perhaps the democratization of the party, and a reminder to the party bosses in Tokyo that perhaps they've got out of touch with the mood in the country.
Well, they've had 11 prime ministers in 13 years. Maybe they could improve on the system a bit.
Yes, in the past, the position of prime minister has not been all that important. It tends to have been shared out by the factional leaders and the really influential figures were the string pullers behind the scenes. But that might all be changing now because the Japanese people are beginning to demand a proper leader, someone with a vision, someone with an idea how to get Japan out of the mess it's in, specifically 10 years of economic stagnation and what is increasingly perceived as a corrupt political system that's failing to deliver what people want.
The BBC's Charles Scanlon in Tokyo.